last November, Kim Sandwald and Valerie Lane were married at City Hall in San Francisco, California. When they got back, their health insurance companies didn't recognize them as a couple. So, a few months ago, Sandwald went on the health insurance exchange to find something better. At first, none of the companies they called said they offered same-sex plans. But after hours on the phone, they got insured through Priority Health.
I said, I don't understand on a health, government health program through the federal government that you've enrolled in that you can deny benefits to a legally married gay couple. And she put me on hold again. And she came back and she said, well, apparently because you're legally married, we can.
Sandwald says, unlike unmarried gay and lesbian couples, she and her spouse were lucky. But Sandwald wonders why it was so difficult for them to get insurance. After all, the Defense of Marriage Act was struck down just last year, allowing same-sex married couples certain freedoms, such as filing jointly on their federal tax returns.
We're a family, and we're a legal family. And so it was just very, very disappointing. And again, I don't understand how they can get away with it.
Kellen Baker is the associate director of the LGBT Research and Communications Project at the Center for American Progress, a public policy think tank known for their work with the Obama and Clinton administrations. Baker says nothing in the law says state providers have to offer same-sex plans on the exchange, but nothing says they can't.
This is not something that some of the insurers have run up against before, the fact that they're going to have a lot more couples getting into the market, wanting to purchase coverage.
Dave Waymeyer is the spokesman for the Michigan Association of Health Plans. He says while insurers might be able to offer same-sex plans legally, most companies are choosing not to.
I'm not sure I would say by law they cannot, but I would say that by policy and in following the current state law, it's our belief that most are not. I think most companies are concerned about following the current laws of the state.
Helen Stojic is the spokesperson for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. The insurer boasts the largest network in the state. Stojic says Blue Cross sells domestic partner riders to large corporations that want to offer same-sex coverage to their employees. And Stojic says it was one of the first insurance companies to do so. But on the exchange, she says Blue Cross only offers individual plans for lesbian and gay partners.
We're planning to have people sign up on two separate contracts, and the premium's the same, the deductible's the same, the out-of-pocket costs are the same, whether you're on a same contract or on two separate contracts, the way that the government has set up the health plan structure.
How does Blue Cross Blue Shield define family?
We would comply with the Michigan law that we're required to comply with.
The same-sex marriage ban was approved by voters in 2004. Dave Waymeyer says, as you would expect, same-sex couples who apply separately will likely pay more.
There may be some subsidies that are available and some lower-priced premiums that are available to people in a family basis. That's very often the case, not always. And so they may be missing out on that opportunity.
Kellen Baker says the Affordable Care Act and the DOMA decision have caused a lot of confusion in states like Michigan. How much of these new federal benefits apply to states that have banned same-sex marriage? Baker says as we move forward with Obamacare, federal officials need to make this clear.
The regulations that insurers are operating under right now prohibit discrimination by anyone involved in the marketplaces on the basis of sexual orientation or, for that matter, gender identity. What exactly sexual orientation non-discrimination protections mean was really understood before the Defense of Marriage Act ruling. So we do think it's imperative.
Baker says eventually Michigan and other states will have to catch on. Just last week, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced that, as of next year, any insurance company covering married opposite-sex couples will have to cover married same-sex couples, no matter where they live. And that includes Michigan. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.